discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. Yes, I've been off a couple weeks. One was a birthday thing, and the other was a death in the family. So I've been off a couple of weeks. I didn't expect the second one. But anyway, I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be back with one of our favorite gals, Sava, and is going to be on tonight, and Reed. So anyway, I hope everyone's doing well. We've got, I guess, the waning of a big, important full moon that we just had the other day. And we'll get Sava to talk about that one. I believe it was in Scorpio. So I don't know about you guys, but it was pretty intense for me, to that particular full moon. So just kind of wondering if everyone else felt the same. Anyway, I want to give the call in, and it is 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930 to call into the switchboard. And we have the chat room open, and I see Stephen's holding on the fort, and hi everybody else there. Okay, so first off, I have a class to announce for tomorrow, and it is the gemstone rays and flames. It's brand new. The reason I call them the gemstones is because they have that sort of deep color. They're not the stones and crystals and things, you know, don't have pastel colors on occasion, of course, but these remind me of those really deep stones, like what you'll see with a pure emerald or an amethyst or, you know, a carnelian color or a red jasper, any number ones that have, you know, pretty brilliant colors. The fifth dimensional rays are very, very brilliant. Now, these are the ones we use in ascension, because they are fifth dimensional. This is where we're going. And so it was about time I did something on these particular rays. And we'll also touch the flames, which come out of source, of course. So that's going to be pretty fun. I'm still working on it, but I'm always working on a class a day or two before I give one. But it's going to be, this is the first one, and I can see minimum two more classes in it. It could probably go on for 10. There's so many rays. But I plan on this time of doing three. So this is the first one. It's still not too late to sign up. So just go over to www.colorhealing.com and go over to the page that says events training. It's on that. And you can, you know, go down to that particular listing and see all about it. And I'm thinking, the link's on that. Or is it the store? if it's not on that one, go to the store. I work between the two. So you'll find it on one of those where you can go in and just do the link there to get to the class. It's 5 to 7 tomorrow night, April 26th, Tuesday. And that's Pacific time, so you have to figure your own time there. Okay, so I don't think we have our guest here yet. She was finishing up a reading. So let's give the number out again. And, I think she might be just coming on here. Hold on a minute. We have a switchboard full of people already. No, I don't see her yet. Okay. Anyway, the number to call in to get one is, and I would advise it because we're already, you know, up to, I think, close to 10. We'll be able to get all of you, but still room for some more people. And the number to call in is 347-945-6930. And again, we have the chat room is open. And hello, everybody there. Okay, so, and if you are in the chat room and you would like a reading, obviously, when I look at the switchboard, I see the hands up. So I know, and I take everyone in order. But for the chat room, just let me know if you would like one too, and we put you on the same list, the very next one. So nobody gets priority. You know, we work with both groups and everything. So anyway, what to talk about? I've got an upcoming book, and I've been talking about this for 3 years, but we're actually getting close to finishing it. And basically, it is on the new rays, particularly the fruit rays, which I call the fruit rays, and the metallics. And I've been getting a lot of the graphics for that, and that's, you know, because I wanted each one to have a visual for everybody to see. And so there's probably on there right now, I would say somewhere around 30 to 40, probably. And I may be too low on the estimate there. And I got some new ones in. So that kind of has stalled it coming out a little bit because I really didn't want to put it out without these 10 new rays to add to the ones that were already there. But I'm working on it steadily, and I'm hoping to finally have it available for people who have been wanting this thing for a long time, and I've been wanting to complete it, too. So anyway, let's see. You know, I think I'm going to go to a break right now earlier. Just everybody stay put because I don't want to take any time up from Sava, but I'll see what's going on there. And so in the meantime, I'm going to be playing some Alea Dow, and let's do this one called Awaken, and I'll be back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays in just a little bit. Thank you. Okay, we're back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays, and I'm your host, Alejandra. Sorry about that. Turns out I've been in a little bit of a texting with our guest, and she did try to get on, but apparently Facebook put her on hold. Welcome to Mercury Retrograde, everyone. So she's tried again. We do actually have her on the switchboard now, and so let's open up the line for her. Here we go. Hello. Hi. Welcome. Yeah, it would not put you up there.
Wow. Well, definitely this is beginning as a very unusual Mercury retrograde thus far. So let's
sure
see how everything unfolds.
I am getting a lot of computer stuff, I've noticed, with two of my formerly well-working recording devices refusing to record me, but there's nothing wrong with my microphone, because everyone can hear me through the microphone, but it doesn't hear me to record. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like trying to, scratching my head trying to think, what in the world could it be, But that has happened since the retrograde, so it's sort of interesting, this one. Let me do, while we have you, I'm going to leave the line open so I don't lose you. And so I want to just do a little quick thing for you, your little intro, and then we'll talk about briefly what's going on out there with the release of the full moon. Anyway, so this is Sava Wolf, and she does clairvoyant aura readings, female creative force readings, and symbols of the soul readings, which create a liminal space in which to get in touch with the unique energy of your spirit, in addition to the myriad energies which may enhance or detract from the enjoyment of one's own personal space. This fascinating journey between the reader and the readee catalyzes positive change while simultaneously encouraging the release of outdated, outworn, or invading energies. We all know about that. Now, you can reach her at her email at goldvision2255@gmail.com. That's, again, goldvision2255, all one word, @gmail.com, and we'll get her to tell everyone her Facebook, just a couple sites, so you can get her later. But in the meantime, let's get her on here. So an official welcome now, Sava, to the show.
Hello.
Glad to have you back.
So it's funny, I never make predictions, or, usually don't make these generalized predictions, but I guess it's serious, but also a little bit of a joke, is that my prediction for tonight, what the reading will be, is like a lot of old issues. So it's just kind of a half serious, half joke, but we'll see if that actually unfolds, that a lot of the readings tonight will be about kind of clearing out old issues in one final round so that we're able to finally move on to the new.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's probably a pretty accurate, prediction, and has a lot to do generally with any retrograde, especially Mercury retrograde, I think. And, we also apparently have a Mars retrograde. So that's
affecting
energy in different ways. And that was longer. Like, the Mercury is probably halfway through by now, just maybe another week and a half. But the Mars apparently is in a total of 10 weeks, and I think we're almost 2 weeks into the 10, so it's a lot longer than the Mercury one.
I believe it's until the end of June, if I'm correct, and the Mars retrograde actually most strongly affects Scorpios and Aries, and it's funny because you're an Aries and I'm a Scorpio, so I think we're both handling some energy with Mars retrograde.
Yeah, well, I'm an Aries, and so... not so much the full moon, maybe because I don't have Scorpio, but I certainly, for the Mars one, I'm an Aries, so I'm sure that's hitting me harder than some of the other signs. So, and all Aries, in fact. So, anything you want to say about the last one we had, or should we launch in? We've gotten a little bit of a late start, so we might want to start, but I would like to hear if you have anything else you want to let people know, or anything you want to say about anything before we start the reading.
Oh, no, I say, we can just delve right in and get to the reading, get to the fun stuff.
Right. So I'm just doing a little quick reading to someone here in the chat room. Okay, so now I get what I need to do there. So anyway, the number again is 347. 945-6930, 347-945-6930 to get on the switchboard. And, of course, the chat room is open, too. You can go in that way. Sometimes there are people in both places. And that's perfectly fine. So why don't we go ahead now and open up the first line here. Hello, you're on the air, area code 256. Where are you calling from, and what is your name?
My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first name again.
Kimberly.
Kimberly, okay. Yeah. Kimberly from Georgia. Is this the first time for you, Kimberly?
It is. This is my first time
okay,
ever.
Well, welcome to the show. Yeah, I didn't recognize
Thanks.
You here. We get a lot of regulars. Okay. We've been getting a lot of new people, so welcome. And now how Sava works, I guess I should say generally, is you can ask a question. Just stay to one subject because everyone is pretty, you know, there's just a matter of, you know, 3 or 4 minutes per person because we get so many people. So stick to the one thing, and, you know,
okay.
If something needs clarifying, you can ask a question on the subject. And then if you just want to see what she gets, she'll come up with something, and usually it's pretty apropos for what the person, you know, could really use at that time. Now, of course, everyone, you can download this when the show is over, so you have a copy of your reading on there, and often listening to other people's readings, you'll find a lot of things that you go, oh, my goodness, that answers some questions I've had that I didn't ask. That frequently will happen. We see a lot of so-called, you know, they're not coincidences, they're really synchronicities of who calls when and how it all sort of fits together, and it's kind of fun to watch that sort of synchronicity. So you can download after the show, and also if you do need to get more in touch with Sava in terms of other things you want to ask, you'd like a reading or something, you know, go to her email and let her know. So that's goldvision2255@gmail.com. That's to get a regular reading, which a lot of times people will find they need, actually, because this will just sort of whet your appetite here today. So anyway, Kimberly, welcome to the show. And did you want to ask a question, or did you want to see what Sava gets?
I want to see what she gets.
Okay,
perfect.
Take it away,
Thomas. Let's take a look at your face, Kimberly. So I just see this picture of you, and it looks like you're in the beginning of a whole new ride into your future. And just like when someone gets onto a roller coaster and they get on the ride and they buckle up, it's like they're in for the long haul. It looks like you can find to have an interesting ride in the future, and it just looks like this roller coaster is starting and it's just beginning to take off, and it just looks like you're entering into a new phase in your life that's going to be very fast-paced, very exciting. Sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming or even feel dangerous, but ultimately, just like on a roller coaster, it's completely monitored and completely safe, and it just looks like you are in this process. Again, I'm just really beginning this new phase in your life, and it looks like you have some fear in moving forward, but you're just on this track where things are going to move really, really fast, and you don't necessarily have a lot of control over the pace, but things will unfold, and again, there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, and the best thing that you can really do at the moment is just to surrender and enjoy the ride and know that this is kind of an exciting opportunity that's going to unfold that you ultimately knew that you wanted, just like how if you knew you wanted to go to, like, say, like a Six Flags theme park or Great America, that, you know, you ultimately made the destination and the journey to get there, and you got in line to get on the ride, and so now you're finally on the ride, and it's a little bit scary, but it's ultimately what it is that you wanted, so you might as well just surrender, sit back, and enjoy the ride. Does that make sense?
I guess it will.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it will.
Definitely.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well,
okay.
any quick question there, Kimberly, or you want to just sort of
sit
and digest that a while?
I just was wondering if it was referring to my career. I know she was saying roller coaster because right now I'm in a career where it's just ho-hum. And I'm just wondering if anything is going to change or transition, that's all.
Okay, looking at your career, can you give me the name of the field that you're in and or the name of your
teaching.
Work education? We'll take a look at that. It's called what?
I'm a public school teacher.
Oh, a public school teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. It just looks like you're going to have a shift or a change in students. I just see that you've been teaching these same remedial lessons to students that are only, like, half paying attention, and it's like they're learning their lessons, not necessarily, like, by their own free will, but because they have to. And so there's this, like, resistance and reluctance to them learning their lessons, and you're kind of giving them these lessons with a silver spoon, and you're spoon-feeding them these, like, very important lessons. And these students just seem very not receptive and remedial, and that they're not really paying attention to you, and you have to do all this hard work. Like, you're doing all this hard work and this grunt work in teaching, and the students seem pretty lazy, like they're not completely paying attention or, like, accepting your information. And I just see, like, a picture of you still as a teacher, but it looks like you're going to have a whole new set of students. So I don't know if you're going to upgrade your degrees or diplomas at all, but it looks like there's some kind of an upgrade needed, and I'm seeing you teaching either, like, at a magnet school or a private school, but changing the location that you're teaching, but still being a teacher. So that's what I see there. And it looks like also if you wanted to switch fields, nursing looks like it would be good for you.
Okay.
All right, Kimberly. Well, yeah,
thank
would you,
you
like to hear the rest of the show? I can put you on mute, or you can listen through the computer and I would just hang you up.
Yeah.
What would you like to do?
No, you can put me on mute. I'd like to listen.
Mute. Okay, great. And again, welcome to the show. Have a wonderful week, Kimberly. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Well, she's a nice lady. Okay. Area code 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Laura's a regular.
Hi.
Do you want to ask a question or see what she gets?
I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Perfect, yeah. Well, we're having changes at work. I'm on a contract, and we're supposed to be there through September, but the manager who hired me on to the contract she's moving on to another position, and they're not replacing her. So I asked her today if I'm still going to be there through September, which is when the contract is supposed to end. And she said, well, she asked her manager, and it's supposed to be business as usual, but she cautioned me and said, but with all the changes going on and people getting laid off, there's who can say what's going to happen. So I'm concerned because I'm trying to buy a house right now, and I'd like to know if you see me staying on at this contract through September, or do you see me being let go prematurely because of all the changes going on?
I just see July, August is when you're going to be there until, and it looks like you're going to be finding a better position. I just see, like, the position you're in right now is comfortable, but it's different, and I just see you finding, like, a cushier position where you can kind of stretch out and spread out more. So it just looks like you're finding that cushier position around July, August, and I just see you kind of leaning back from that one kind of more rigid chair that's a bit restrictive into this, like, cushier chair where you have room to spread out more. And I see that happening around July, August, and it just looks like you're ultimately moving into a more comfortable position, more comfortable space. And so it actually looks pretty good for you. It looks like you have that security there in the job until July, August. And then again, when you're finally ready to go, I don't see you being dumped out or let go. I just see you stretching more, and you're stretching your limbs, and you no longer fit in that rigid confines of the other company. And as you're stretching your limbs and just relaxing, it's like you're relaxing and sinking into this new position. So it just looks like a very gradual and relaxing.
So I'm supposed to be buying a home and closing at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, because they need to, if I'm closing the end of July, I should still be able to close, right?
Yeah, I see them having to update the paperwork. So I see like maybe in the beginning of the process, you've got one job, and then you're actually going to be in a position, again, that's cushier, you're making more money. And so I see them updating the paperwork and putting this new information. I see it happening, again, around July, maybe even as late as August.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Good. Okay. I'm glad to hear that, Laura. So would you like to stay on and listen or go listen to the computer?
I will listen on the computer.
Okay. Well, have a great week and let us know what's happening, okay? Keep in touch.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now we go to 303. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, hi. I know you, Allison. So do you have a question to ask, or do you want to see what comes?
I have a question.
Okay.
I have a part-time job, and I need a second part-time job. I've been looking, and I'm looking just a lot of different directions, or I should say I'm not limiting myself to strictly what's available in my small town. So I'm looking online, and I really need that money coming in. I just am so stressed, and I know it's Mercury retrograde because I do astrology. So I know not to apply for things for the next month or so, but I sure would like to hear what you might have to say once the retrograde is over.
Yeah, Alan, have you thought about giving astrology readings to people? I don't know how much you know about astrology, but have you considered, even if you don't have a license, you know, just giving mini astrology readings, putting up a Facebook page or creating your own small website? You can create free websites now on WordPress, but I actually see you doing that to bring in extra income rather than finding part-time employment or even working at an advice hotline, not so much a psychic hotline, but some of the advice hotlines where you do either card readings or mini astrology readings. So I see you doing something like that, but I actually see you working online, either like online for like one of those phone networks or via Skype. So that's just what I see coming in for you to bring in extra income, and it looks like you're going to have to kind of use your ingenuity and create this for yourself, and that's going to be a little scary for you because normally you've just been employed by people who have been telling you what to do and controlling your behavior, and this is something you're going to have to create for yourself, and it looks like you can actually make a great deal of income doing this work, and you can even make that your full-time gig.
Well, I'm not on social media. In fact, I'm not on Facebook, and I actually don't like social media, so I know I'm kind of an unusual case, but I really don't involve myself in social media, and I hope to never have to be honest with you. I do, there's a, what would I call it? I'm in touch with someone here locally who is has a kind of a yoga studio slash, I guess, it's not really a new age store, but it's something like that. And I've spoken with her about my interest in maybe going into her shop once a week and doing drop-in readings for people, because I have many other skills in addition to astrology. Dead people talk to me. I do tarot, I do numerology, I do a little bit of everything. That's white magic. But she's very hard to get a hold of, and I don't know if anything will come of it. I will stay on top of it, but it's just really kind of going to be up to her in the end whether or not she brings me in for a day. So I have that seed sort of gestating. You know, in terms of a website or anything like that, I have a blog, but it's strictly writing. You know, astrology is a passion of mine, but I really need to be writing because that's really where my calling is and my path and purpose, and this is where I really want my career to happen. I see you're
in your space to bring in extra income. So that's what I'm seeing for your extra job. It's something you're creating for yourself through doing reading. So if you can do it with your friend, see if it works out at her place. And if not, establish, you know, an online presence for yourself and just figure out a way to, you know, get a PayPal or set up shop.
Okay, well, we definitely need to move on, Allison.
Okay.
We've gotten a lot of interference with the line, too. It's been kind of hard to hear. Should I put you back on mute, or do you want to just hang up and listen?
I'll listen through my computer because my battery is running down.
probably why. But you know what? You seem very multi-talented. I think this is your opportunity to do this. I think that's probably why it's happening. This is my feeling.
Well,
get a little bit squeezed out there because it's time for you to really move out there and show what you can do.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll hang you up now, but you have a great week and let us know what's going on with that, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was a tough one to hear, all the interference, huh? At least we can hear her. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Sava?
Anyway, here we go.
Let's open up another line. Hey, 480, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah, you're always – it's so fun to hear from you because every time you call in, you've got some big new thing that you're doing. You're just moving right along. Anyway, I know you have a question for Sava, probably not – you know,
yeah.
I'm sure you have something
absolutely.
You want to answer.
Yeah. the job is just showing just magnificent thing, one thing after another. And responsibility and so forth, and it's just going to be absolutely amazing financially. So I'm kind of – but I do have a long commute, so I'd be open to two different areas, obviously maybe a relationship or a move locally, obviously, just a little bit closer to work. So whichever's of any strength.
Whatever weighs its hand, the strongest, huh?
Yeah,
I actually see what's lit up more is a move for you. It looks like your frequency and your vibration is changing. You're happier, you're more successful right now, and as your frequency is changing, it just looks like your old living situation is no longer appropriate for you. So I just see this picture of the universe kind of accommodating this new magnetism or magnetic energy that you're having. So it looks like it's important that you visualize and lay out what type of new living situation that you would like, because it looks like you're heading for an upgrade, but it might as well be an upgrade of your own choosing unless it's rather than one by default. So I just see that's what's happening there, is like you're on schedule for an upgrade, and it's important that you're specific about what your wants and desires are, because you're being upgraded right now and you're wanting, you know, to have some say in what it is that you're getting. It's just like, say, for example, if you want a new car that's worth $45,000, it's like you're going to want to say what kind of car that you want rather than just being given one. Because what if it is that you want, you know, what if it is that you're wanting like a Lamborghini, but, you know, they give you a Hummer, like SUV, you know, so it's like you're going to get an upgrade, but you want to be specific to make sure it's an upgrade that's tailored to suit your wants and needs. So it's like you can always trade in, like say if you get the Hummer, you can always trade it in for what you're wanting or something more suitable, but it's better to do it now so that you can save yourself kind of a hassle and a setback later in making those switches and arrangements. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I do have an opportunity through a friend of a friend. Again, I don't, it's more so it's, yes, it's closer to work, but does it soothe the soul? No. But what soothes the soul is kind of being in the canyons of Malibu, because I'd only be a few minutes from the beach and I'd only be a few minutes to work. So it's kind of almost that's what I want.
Hey, I would
it's
take the canyons of Malibu any day, wouldn't you, Sava?
Yeah, and it's funny
ideal place
to
be.
As you said that, I can see out the window from where I'm sitting, and there's a flash of lightning that went off, and as you were saying about Malibu and the canyon. So it looks like it's important for you to hold off for what it is that you really want, because it looks like you're leaving the time in your life where you're having to settle for subpar circumstances, and you're entering into a time of your life where you're able to have what you really do want and desire. So don't settle for something that is not soothing your soul and not soothing your soul. So just have that opportunity and hold out for the place that you're really wanting.
Awesome.
Okay,
awesome.
Mike.
So
well, we're always waiting with bated breath to see what happens next with you. So hopefully we'll see you soon and you'll have some good news there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Wonderful. Do you want to listen online on the mute here on our switchboard, or do you want to just go off and listen through the computer or whatever?
Well, I'm out walking the dog in kind of this mountainous area, so I'll listen on the phone.
Sounds good. So I'll keep you on mute here. Have a great week, okay? Good luck.
Yep, you all as well. Thanks.
Thank you. All right. And next we're going to go to 631. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island. And my question is about love life.
He's a regular, too. Hi, Suzanne. Okay, you have a question then for Sava?
Yes, about love life.
Okay.
Yeah. What specifically would you like to look at in your love life, or is just a picture for your love life in general?
Well, I met somebody yesterday, and they want to see me tomorrow, maybe Friday and stuff. And I got good vibes. Wanted another date Saturday, but I don't think. I think we're just going to be friends. But this one seems. I mean, what do you just see in general with that? All that.
Okay, it looks like this guy actually has a lot of potential. You guys have an amazing chemistry with one another, but in his eyes, it's being clouded or blocked due to an attachment or connection that he has to an ex, but it looks like that attachment or connection he has to an ex is not going to be permanent, and he's on schedule for letting her go and opening up to a new relationship. So it just looks like it's important to be open to him. It looks like it'll be important to be open to him and his advances once he's able to kind of be set free from this woman. So it just looks like things may not come to fruition right away with him. And even if you have to put him on the shelf and forget about him and date different people for a while, it looks like if he does end up falling out of your life and coming back, it'll be important to be receptive to him because it looks like you guys do have a really special chemistry with one another.
Okay, now do you see anything, anybody from the past trying to come back, or just him, or anyone in the future? Or?
It looks like you might hear from a couple past lovers during the Mercury retrograde and the Mars retrograde, and it just looks like if any past lovers do come back, it's just for a final review of what you're needing to learn from the relationship, not so much that they should be welcomed permanently back into your life.
Okay.
Hey, all right, Suzanne. Well, let us know what happens on this. Kind of exciting. So do you want us to put you back on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer?
The computer, please.
Okay. Well, have a great week, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. Okay. And we're going to go to now Stephen in the chat room. It's our, you know, Stephen from Toronto. And I don't see her ask a question, so he's just letting you see what you see.
Okay. So let's look at the energy between you and, let's look at the energy of what is going on with Stephen from Toronto. I apologize. I'm a cat sitting right now, and there's an extra cat. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Can I put?
I know there's cat rivalry going on there, but do you need a second? Should I go to a break, commercial break, or are you okay?
Hold on, the situation is being handled right now. I'm having to keep one cat isolated in one room, and then the other cat needed to have its time, you know, to be out, and there was like this time where they're both kind of in the same large space, and I was just about to do the reading, and I could hear this hissing, and the guest cat is much bigger than my own cat, and so I had to take some precautions.
Sounds like what you were telling me earlier. He's been kind of a male cat that now has turned into kind of a bully for the younger, female
cat. This cat is puffed out, and he used to be such a little sweetheart, and now he's a bully. And, he is a very feminine cat. He's a Himalayan, but he's very, he's come back very aggressive, and he's hissing and keeps, attacking, my cat. And, he's much bigger than my cat, so I can't have that happen. So it's been interesting. So sorry about that. Let's focus on Steven. All right. A lot of adventure tonight with his Mercury retrograde. Okay. What I see for Steven is he's in the process of changing the game that he's in his life. He, before, due to karma, had been trapped at a very low frequency where he's playing this game that was keeping him at a low frequency, and it looked almost like he was playing bowling. Like, you know how bowling is super, super heavy, and the ball is so heavy, and you have to be kind of at a low frequency just to play, and it's like, not necessarily that people who bowl are of a low frequency, but you've got to be kind of hunched down or low to the ground, and you're carrying this heavy ball, and it's cramping your back, and it's like really laborious to get the ball to go down the aisle to knock the pins down. So it just looks like that's where he was before, and he was caught in this very low vibration, heavy game that he was playing, and it was like kind of like back aching or like back breaking, just how if you're bowling, you know, all the time, it's going to really take its toll on your back and your ability to energetically support yourself. And I see he's raised his frequency, and he's been in a new game of playing pool. And so it's like more of like a mid-frequency. It's still kind of a lower frequency where you're having to hunch over and lean over. But instead of, you know, being down at the same heaviness and low frequency that, say, bowling is, this is a bit lighter. And so that's where he's been now, is he's made that transition in the last 6 months from bowling to pool. And that's where he's been. But it looks like he's about to get another energetic upgrade within the next 6 months, but it may happen within the next 3 months where it happens more quickly than what has been anticipated. And I just see him playing. It looks like he's going to be playing. What is that game? I think it's, oh, I think he's playing polo, where you're on horseback and you've got that, like, I think it's a polo game.
Yeah.
And there's those little balls. And so I see he's being connected to a new game, and that it's at a higher frequency. And just like, again, if you're playing polo, you're on, you know, you're on this elevated, like, horse, and there's, like, again, you're at a higher frequency. It's more fast-paced. And so I see him, like, moving now into this new game that is more elite, like something about the new game he's moving into, like how polo is kind of an elite game. Like, he's moving just into more elite space of a higher happiness, and it's just a game. So it looks like he's been steadily getting these upgrades, and again, as his karma's clearing, he's able to move into this more elitist and desirable game. And again, it looks like it'll happen at least within 6 months, but it'll be happening definitely, you know, possibly within even 3 months.
Okay, great. Well, Stephen, we'll let you weigh in on that, and we'll be, excuse me, we'll be going back to the switchboard here from the chat room. And here's a familiar face, or I should say a familiar number. Hi, Ellen from New York. How are you?
Terrific. Hi, Alejandra. Hello, Sava.
Hello.
Well, actually, I don't have a question. I'm just going to ask you, what do you pick up?
Okay, let's take a look at what is happening in your space. I see this picture, and I see it more happening in the workspace. I don't know if you're in a relatively new workspace or you will be entering into a new workspace, but I see this picture of competition, and I just see literally this very, like, sort of like hissy low-frequency competition of people who are jealous of your skills and abilities, and it just looks like you're very kind and empathetic and gentle, and you just never emit, like, that meaner, like, hissier energy. And so it just looks like what's important is for you not to be frightened off by animosity or competition, because it's just a sign or proof of how good you are at what it is that you do. And so it just looks like if you haven't already come into those new workspaces, you're coming into a new workspace where, again, you'll be showing your true colors and showing how talented you are. And it will, there will, you know, again, be a downside or a difficulty, and that difficulty is going to bring out some, you know, snarly or hissy competitive energy. But it's important for you to mark your territory, stand your ground, and stay territorial and not allow any energetic bullies to make you move from your space where you can actually be quite successful. It just looks like there's this fertile ground, and I see you with, like, a rake or a hoe, and you're wanting to till this, like, fertile soil and earth and plant these seeds for the future. And then again, there's these, like, kind of more impoverished or jealous farmers around you that are wanting to scare you out of your space so that they can have access to what it is that you have. So it's important for you to stand your ground and not allow any of these, like, jealous onlookers impinge upon your fertile.
Wow, that's so interesting. No, I'm still at the same job I've had for about 3.5, almost 4 years now. But I would like to move on. And so you think I am going to find another position. That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it actually looks really, really fascinating because it looks like this new patch of land that you get is, like, really, really fertile, and easy, easy for you to till the soil and plant these new seeds. But it's amidst the climate where there's, like, meagerness or impoverishedness, these people around you, like, there's a sense of either energetic or spiritual poverty, and they're kind of seeing what you have, and there's this jealousy and wanting, again, to scare you off or distract you from making the most of this choice bit of space that you have. It, so they can hope, you know, to vie for that same space and divide it even amongst themselves.
You know, I hear that type of a workplace, and it doesn't sound like a very good place to be going to.
You know, it's an energetic space, so this could be, you know, even if you were working for an online company, it'd be people in your field, so it could be like a physical space or energetic space.
Okay. Okay, so would not necessarily be coworkers who were jealous or hissy. It could be just other things or other people.
People in your field, yeah. But it just looks like it's a life lesson for you. So I'm not saying it's something that can be like avoided or ran away from. And it's about you kind of being bolder, stronger, standing your ground, and just getting a little bit tougher. It just looks like the situation, you're going to have a great deal of success, but it's going to toughen you up a bit. Because I see you as very kind and empathetic, but it looks like toughness is a quality that your soul really hasn't developed, not in this incarnation or in others. I mean, you had resilience and strength that you've developed, but it just looks like your soul is needing some information on toughness, and that's why these events are transpiring.
Interesting. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I was getting the same thing, actually. I Stephen mentioned that. Yeah, I was getting that it was a full lesson for you in this upcoming one. But, okay, you have something, you know, a new position to look forward to at some point here coming up. So did you want to be able to hear the rest of the show on mute, or did you want to have us hang you up and you can always listen to the computer?
Yes, just hang up on me. Thank you so much, both of you.
Okay,
Ellen,
you're
welcome.
I wanted to tell you, did you get my email about the thing you ordered? Okay. I want to make sure that it arrived there. Okay. Benny, apologize for messing that up. All right. So we'll talk to you down the road. Okay.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week. Bye. Okay. And we can take some more readings. I think we have still some coming, of course, but it looks like we might be able to take a few more. If you want to call in at 347-945-6930. Again, that's 347-945-6930. In chat room, we will take your readings also. If you just let me know that you want one, I will take them from the chat room as well. Okay, so we're going to go next to area code 808. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sarah, New York.
Okay, Sarah, do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to see what she just gets?
I have a question. I've been wanting to build a support team for my healing, and I wanted to know if you could see if one or two or both of these people were a good match for me. And
okay, so you're wanting to build a support team for your healing practice or your own self-healing?
My self-healing.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, let's take a look at that.
Okay, and the first person was an acupuncturist named Stephen.
Okay, let's take a look at you and this acupuncturist named Stephen. So I just see this picture of Stephen and the way he sees you and your body and your energy field. He sees you as this canvas, and he's an artist in his work as a canvas. And it looks like he's an artist in his work, and it looks like he wants to create this artful like masterpiece on this like canvas that is your body and your energy field. And I see your energy field looking like a landscape. So it's like he sees this like kind of fertile landscape for him to like practice his like artistic embellishments or artistic work. So he enjoys the process even for himself. So it's like he's doing it for healing you, but he's also doing it due to his own artistry and enjoyment. So it just looks like he's actually a really talented and skilled healer, and he just enjoys what he's doing. And so he's going to do a really good job with you. And he sees you as, like, fertile material to work with.
Okay. Can I check with one other?
Mm-hmm.
It's a naturopath named Dr. Figuerio.
Dr. Figuerio. I actually see Dr. Figuerio as, I don't know if he charges too much or if he charges more than what he's worth, but it just looks like he charges more than what he's worth. And I see him like kind of like posturing as though he's a maestro, but I don't see that. Like he does these like strokes that look like strokes of genius, but they're just like strokes of his arm that he kind of makes up or invents. And so it just looks like in his own mind or imagination, he's quite the maestro. But I just see, again, he's like more expensive than what he's worth. He's good, but he's just more expensive than what he's worth. He's charging as though he were like excellent.
Yeah, it's what he's charging. But the Hamel, I mean, the first one I asked, he would actually be able to help me.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you. I'm so grateful.
You're welcome.
Well, good luck,
happy
Sarah,
healing. I hope
that's
an easy process for you.
Yeah. So would you like me to keep you on to keep listening, or do you want me to hang you up and you can always listen through the computer?
You can keep me on. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll mute you out and have a wonderful week, okay? All right. There we go. All right. 347, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Area code 347. Hello, you there? 347. Okay, we'll have to put him back on mute. We may be able to get back to him. I can't always guarantee it. Okay, here we go, the next one.
Hi.
Hi. So are you from Canada, the 111111, et cetera?
No, I'm from New York on Skype.
A lot of times it's a Canadian that comes in that shows all these ones for the number. So, okay, you're from New York. And what is your first name?
Trish.
Okay, Trish. Is this your first time here?
It is.
Well, welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. It's good
Thank
to see
you.
New people come in. Yeah. So do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to see what she gets?
Yeah, I was wondering what Sava picks up around relationship.
Okay.
Are you sure you haven't called in before, Trish? You sound so familiar.
I have not.
Okay, so let's take a look at your energy around relationships, Trish. I just see this picture of a lot of push and pull going on in your space where with relationships you can't tell if you're coming or going. It just looks like it's a confusing time. Do you have someone in your life that you can't tell if they're coming or going?
Right now they're going.
Okay, interesting. So, yeah, there's that feeling again of like push-pull, and there's this confusion around what's coming, what's going. And I just see there's a lot of back-and-forth energy and a lot of indecision. And it just looks like even though it's a very confusing time and you're getting a lot of mixed messages and mixed signals, what's most important is for you to really give to yourself and love yourself, because it looks like this situation has been draining you and depleting a lot of your energy, almost like there's been a big magnet in the situation that's draining out your vital life force energy. And so the way this is affecting you is that you're not having the energy or the juice that you're needing in order to put into your own self, into your own life. You're getting really quite depleted. And so I see what's happening is you're getting quite depleted, and it's almost like there's a feeling like you don't have the tools to create what you need in your life. Or it's like you've got the tools, but you don't quite have the juice or the energy. So I see the picture almost like you've got like this, you know, easel and the paintbrush and the paint and, you know, canvas and all of these wonderful different types of brushes and palette. But what's happening is, like, you're not, you have all the tools, but you don't have the paint. And so what's needed is for you to collect your energy back from the situation and the relationship so that you have your vital life force energy with you so that you're able to create that which you desire. So this relationship is definitely over. What's going on in the relationship, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we broke up, and so it's kind of the push and pull of whether to reconcile or not and the lack of closure.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, and it just looks like, again, that energy is just magnetically drawing so much off from you. But it just looks like what I was seeing in the beginning is, again, someone who you don't know if they're in or out of your life, but I do see that person coming back. But it's important for you not to focus on that and just to focus on yourself. You will get the closure that you're needing from that person. You will get that closure, but it just looks like, again, for now, get your energy back from the situation because it's draining you and preventing you from manifesting other things that you desire in your life.
Right. And so do you get time frames that I can – well, I guess the question is either we're going to make it work or I'm going to get closure.
I do see the person coming back into your life and you getting the closure you need. It looks like the decision is yours whether you're to make it lasting or you want to cut it off. So I see by the time – it looks like there's, like, two cycles passing. It looks like it's, like, 3 to 6 months. It looks like the person comes back in your life and is kind of in the palm of your hand. It looks like it's your decision whether you want to end the relationship and get closure or if you want to keep the person in your life, forgive them, and move on. So it just looks like it could go either way, and the choice is yours.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, Trish.
Thank you.
So welcome to the show. Do you want me to put you on the mute so you can hear more of the readings, or do you want to have me hang you up?
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it on my laptop.
Oh, so, okay, then it'll be through the computer. So I'm going to go ahead and hang you up and have a great week, okay? Good luck on everything. Okay. Okay, here's someone. Let's see. She is also in the chat room. Let's pull her up so she knows who she is, I'm sure. 484, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Is your name Jade? Or I know the chat
yes,
room
hi.
Name is Jade Spirit. Hi, Jade. So where
hello?
Are you from? Yes, hello?
I'm from Pennsylvania. Yes, hi. Thank you for
okay.
taking my call.
Pennsylvania. All right, Jade from Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Do you have a question for Sava or want to see what she gets?
I kind of have a question for her, and if she's picking up anything significant, you know, feel free to let me know. I'm basically
okay.
just calling in. Yeah, I'm calling in about work. I am working now, and I'm quite happy. And I just wanted to see, you know, what she's picking up as far as my job, you know, any promotion or any changes, anything at all.
Okay, so Jade, you're wanting me to just take a look at your workspace and see what's happening there and if things are going to continue to go in the same direction or if you'll be getting any changes or upgrades?
Correct.
Okay, so I just see a picture of you right now in your workspace. It looks like you're coasting and it's an easy, pleasant ride, and it just looks like the more you invest energy in yourself and boost your own self-worth and self-belief, I just see you getting these gradual upgrades. And so, again, it just looks like the more you're very comfortable and you're coasting in your workspace, and that's where karmically it just looks like that's the baseline for you. Like, karmically, the baseline is that it's an easy, pleasant ride and that it's like you're just able to coast without putting too much, like, strenuosity or too much effort. But it just looks like the more energy you choose to invest in yourself and the more self-love and self-belief that you have, the more you're vibrating at this frequency of joy and a high self-worth, you just continue to get these gradual upgrades and promotions. And it just looks like things get more exciting and more rewarding. And so, you know, even though you're coasting right now and things are comfortable, it's like it could get boring after a while because it's so pleasant and so easy. And so that's why you want to keep boosting your self-worth and your self-havingness and your desire for joy, because as you're doing this and you keep asking gradually for more and more and more, it keeps being more exciting, more engaging, more interesting, so that way you're not able to get bored in your workspace and keep into a place of complacency, because that's kind of what will happen in the future if you don't ensure that you get upgrades, is that it'll be so kind of easy and pleasant that, again, you might kind of slip into a little bit of boredom or apathy. So, again, it's important to keep raising the bar, both on what you ask of yourself and what you ask of the universe.
Okay. Okay. Now, you're in the chat room. Should I just hang you up on here on the switchboard, since you're still in the chat room? Would you prefer that? Or?
Yeah, that's fine. Chat room is fine.
Okay. All right. I hope that helped.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
you're welcome. You take care. Okay. I think this is a good time. Let's see. Come on now. I think this is a good time to take a break. What do you think?
Sure.
So we'll take 3 or 4 minutes here. We're just going to do the long version. It's not going to be the full 6 or 7 minutes of Awakened by Alea Dow. And you can Google her to find out her different CDs. She has such beautiful music. And how you spell it, if you're wondering, is Alea is A-L-E-Y-A, and Dow is D-A-O, Alea Dow. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and play some of Awaken, and we'll be back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays in just a moment.
Time to awaken. To your call inside. Time to awaken. To your call inside. Time to awaken you.
back to Healing with the Rainbow Rays, and I'm your host, Alejandra. We just took a little break there. Helps to give our reader, Sava, a little bit of a break herself because it's a lot of reading she's doing. And I don't know if we'll be able to take anyone else, but you can try. We have a few ahead, but we do end in about 20 minutes or so. But you can try, 347-945-6930. Okay, let's open up the phone line again for Sava. Hi. Okay. Well, we have some more readings here. So are we ready to go?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, where they go? Here they are. Next one here. 478, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? 478, area code?
Patricia from Georgia.
Hi, Patricia. Is this your first time here?
Yeah.
Oh, welcome. We always love to see new people. Do you
Thank
have a
you.
Question for Sava? Or
no.
Would you like to just see what she gets?
See what she gets.
Okay.
Okay, so let's take a look at your space, Patricia from Georgia. I see this picture of the universe actually giving you gifts, and the universe is giving you gifts, but it's like you're still on the first gift, and it's like you are in a space of like disbelief, because it looks like in your life normally you haven't been receiving gifts. There's been like a lot of hard knocks, or a lot of times you've been given gifts and then they've been snatched away. And so it looks like initially the universe has offered you this initial gift, and there's this fear and unwrapping it, because there's a fear either it'll be taken away or that it'll be some kind of a joke, or it won't be, it won't actually be something good. And it just looks like you've been very gingerly or hesitant to open this gift. And it just looks like you're beginning now to finally open the gift. And it just looks like you're kind of getting distracted or getting caught in this space where you're imagining that you're opening the gift, and underneath it is just layer after layer of like wrapping paper and like empty boxes, and it's really just nothing. But it looks like the truth is this gift that the universe is giving you is worth its weight in gold, and it's absolutely spectacular, and it's something that you can cherish and hold with you forever. So I do see it's worth it to kind of have the courage to unwrap this gift. And it takes courage to unwrap the gift because, again, in your life, when you've been offered gifts before, it's been snatched away from you, or it hasn't been what you thought it was going to be, or it would be something kind of twisted and it was a gag gift. But it looks like this is actually a genuine gift. It's going to be better than what you imagined it could be, and it just looks like you have the courage to really open it up and own it for yourself. Okay.
All right, perfect.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So, yes, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Patricia, should we go ahead and put you back on mute to hear the rest of the show? Or
yeah.
Do you want to hang you
yeah.
up? Okay, we'll put you back on mute. And again, welcome to Healing of the Rainbow Rays. I hope to see you in the future, and have a great week, all right? Okay. Now we have Aniva in the chat room, and I'm assuming that's her, not just her chat name, but it's her name. And she was asking, let's see. Oh, did we? No, I don't have a question from Aniva. I'm sorry. I was getting mixed up with Jules, who's coming up right after her. So I don't have a question for Aniva. And I did, Aniva, you can weigh in now. You know what? I don't see her there now. Okay. So let's just go on to Jules. Jules has a question. And she'd like to see what you see, Sava, around new love coming into her life.
So let's take a look at Jewel and new love coming into her life. What I see is going to happen is it just looks like there's a lot of old pain that she's holding on to. And it's not so much that she's even holding on to it intentionally. It just looks like there's been this, like, sticky energy around her. It looks almost like flypaper, or, you know, when there's, like, sugar water, it can be really, really sticky. And I just see the pain is, like, hanging onto her like ragged pieces of tissue paper. So it's like if you try to pull the tissue paper off, it just, you know, you can pull part of it off, but there's certain parts that just kind of stick and get caught in this, like, sticky patina that's around her that's formed, like, again, like a patina. It's almost like she's formed a shell, like a thin coating or shell to protect herself from pain, but ultimately that patina, which is sort of to protect herself, is also causing that old pain to just stick to her. So it's, you know, serving one purpose, but it's, like, actually more harmful than helpful. So I just think she needs to do some energy healing work, maybe get some Reiki sessions or get some color healing sessions with you, or do some energy healing work on herself. It looks like there's healing work needed in order to release that sticky patina of pain, because, again, it's like she needs to let go of that old pain before new love can be welcomed in, and she's not doing it intentionally. It just looks like again, there's healing work needed in order to release that shell or that patina. So I'm just going to run a little gold through that for her, but it looks like she's going to have to finish up the rest for herself, and it just looks like once the shell or the patina is gone, she's able to absorb these, like, beautiful new rays of love that are going to be coming to her.
That's another thing that's interesting.
Is, like, there are already rays of love that are due to come to her, but it's like she's not able to absorb them, again, due to that patina.
Yeah, I get kind of a picture of them, and they seem to get deflected off. Is that what you were getting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we know they're there. That's the big thing. So, and, you know, most of us have to clear off old stuff, don't we? And when we feel like we've been hurt, you know, in the past, and not feel like we've been hurt in the past, you know, it's hard to sort of open up again sometimes. You know, we feel like we need to at least do some self-protection. But then it comes a time where it's like old, isn't it? And it's like time to get rid of it. It's like, okay, that's that Band-Aid's got to come off now, you know. So anyway, well, I hope that helps, Jules. And maybe you can weigh in and okay, well, we have another one from the chat room here. Soul11, but we'll get you, and we have to get the other people that are ahead of you, but you will get one, okay? And so we'll go move on from Jules back to the switchboard. And here we go. Area code 229, you're on the air. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. You've been through a lot lately, I know, because of your previous times calling. So did you have a question about what's going on, or do you want to see what she gets?
I have a question about someone.
Sure. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Thank you. It's a relationship question, and I just want to know this woman that I met on my new job. My name is Denise, and do you see us in a relationship?
Okay, let's take a look at the energy of you and Denise. I just see both of you guys as being heavily wounded, really wounded by some of the hard knocks that both of you guys have been endured, and it looks like at a frequency level, you guys are a perfect match. And I see you guys will be in a relationship with one another, and it looks like the theme of the relationship is healing and mutual healing, and I also see mutual respect. And I just see the both of you guys just having been through like a hurricane or tornado, almost looking like you guys have been through Hurricane Katrina, and you just look like this feeling of being bruised and cut up and wounded and broken. I see both of you guys kind of in a space healing together, and it looks like in the beginning of the relationship you guys don't have a whole lot of energy to really, you know, enjoy each other, enjoy the relationship, but you're finding a great deal of comfort in one another's company, and it just looks like the more and more the two of you guys become healed, the more the two of you guys are actually able to become intimate with one another and enjoy your relationship. So it does look like it will be a relationship, and it's also a relationship very much based on healing, but it looks very good.
Okay. Is there a time frame on that? Like, because we were friends on Facebook, and I don't know why she blocked me from sending her messages. I haven't spoken to her yet about that. Do you know why she did that?
It just looks like she's really been wounded in the past, and she's really afraid of letting another man into her life. So there's this fear that she has, and it just looks like in order for her to find that happiness, she's going to have to let her guard down and let you in. So it just looks like she may be even more wounded and damaged than you are, and she's got a lot of fear. So I just see her putting up this wall or this force field against you. But it just looks like send her loving beams of gold energy, and it'll break the ice, and it'll get her to warm up and put down that shield.
Okay. So I was thinking, was it anyone else that she something that she haven't told me about another person?
It looks like she might have an ex that she's needing to clear from her space before she's ready to fully bring you into her life. But it's really important for you to be patient with her because it looks like the two of you guys are actually a really quite a perfect match.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Melva. Well, good luck with that. Do you want to go back on mute to hear the rest of the show? It's only got 10 more minutes.
No, that'll be fine. I'll just exit out. Thank you.
Okay, and remember, you can download the archive so you can hear your reading again. So go in and download later if you'd like.
All right.
All right, you take care, Melvin. Take care.
Bye. All right, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, let's see. One we have up there decided to leave. I'm going to go back to one who's still on here, but I didn't hear anything before. 347, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Well, I tried to get you several people ago, but there was no answer. So you've been patiently waiting on there, and I didn't want to hang you up because I just felt I should just give you another chance here. So what is your name and where are you calling from? What's your first name?
Thank you so much. This is Tanika calling from New York. How are you guys?
Hi. I didn't think I had the phone number.
Yeah.
No wonder I felt like I shouldn't hang you up.
Yeah.
We do get people that fall asleep or they go off and do something, forget they're on, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just end up kind of hanging up. But I just felt I needed to keep this one on there, and now I know why. Okay,
yay.
So I'll let you and Sava talk. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Sava.
Hello, Tamika. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just was checking in with you. I love whenever you're on, so you don't always have to call and ask. I wanted to just check in with you for you to tell me what you see going on right now with me and Nick, if you see anything going on at all. I still haven't heard from him, but just curious to see, like, what you get happening with us right now.
Okay, so I just see this picture of Nick, and it looks like he's immersed in clearing some old baggage, damage, and wreckage from his space. So I just see him completely immersed in his own process of self-clearing and self-healing. And I see him with these earmuffs on to kind of block out your frequency and your energy, where he's just kind of incubating himself with his own energy and focusing on clearing out his own damage. And he's got like a rake, and he's got garbage bags, and he's got cleaning supplies, and it just looks like there's a lot of junk that needs to be cleared out before he can even clean. So when I'm looking at where you're fitting into this picture, it just looks like you're kind of shut out on the outside, and I see you looking into this window, and it looks like you really want him to let you in so you can help him to clear his baggage, but it looks like it's your truth to just let him clear his own baggage. It looks like it would kind of be a backtrack or a waste of your time to help him to clear his baggage because you've dealt with your own baggage on your own and you didn't really have any help. And it just looks like it's important that he learns to kind of clean up his own karmic messes and energetic messes, so to speak. And it just looks like you are feeling very isolated and left out in the cold, but I do see there's going to be a time in your relationship future where I just see you enveloped with this warm golden blanket of energy, and that looks like Nick's energy. And it looks like he, when he comes back to you, it's a surprise. It looks like he energetically just sneaks up on you and you don't even expect to see him coming, and he just comes at you with a golden blanket, and it's like he comes up at you from surprise and wraps you in the golden blanket, and you're like, what is this? And it's almost at a point where you're like ready to either move on or focus on someone else, and it's like he comes and surprises you with this big luxurious golden blanket. So it looks like the timeline on that just depends on his own healing process. It looks like what you can do in the meantime is just focus on your own well-being, success, and self-healing, so that you're really ready to have and enjoy the relationship when it comes back to you.
Oh, wow. Okay, that sounds great. That almost made me cry just now.
Wow.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you
so much. All
right,
sweetie. Well, I'm so glad I didn't hang you up there, and we'll see you next time, okay?
Oh, wait, yeah, you know, you just, before Tamika, before you go, I would actually suggest maybe if you can, you know, if you get certified in Reiki or if you learn Reiki, I think either Reiki Level 1 or Reiki Level 2 is where you learn the distance Reiki symbol, and if you can learn that distance Reiki symbol and just send him a lot of distance healing and distance Reiki, that's something that you can totally do and still be within your own bounds and not lose any energy with that. And I would actually suggest you doing some certification in Reiki so you can learn the distance symbol and send that to him. And it just looks like as you're sending it to him, you're able to also heal yourself. And that's like one thing you can do to actually speed up the process. I think it's actually like the one thing that you can actually do to speed up the process where you're karmically and energetically clear and you won't lose energy or be a cost to yourself, energetically speaking.
Oh, wow. Definitely look into it. Someone else did recommend that I look into that too. So I will definitely look into it now that you say that. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah,
that sounds
do.
Like a great idea. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hey, sweetie. We'll put you back on mute.
Okay, great. Sava, thank you. Talk
to
you soon.
Have a great week.
You take care.
Welcome.
Bye. Okay, so we're going back to the chat room. And by the way, Jewel says, thank you so much. I don't want to hold on to old pain. I definitely want to welcome new love. Thank you for helping with this. That's real sweet. So anyway, so we have a general question from Soul 11. You probably need the first name and location, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty general there. Soul 11, if you could give us a first name and then just generally, you know, what state you're from or out of the country. Sometimes that happens. So if you could write that in, and we'll be able to have you. I just got someone new on the thing. Well, you're getting back to us so I can get both of you in. Let me go back to the switchboard. So we do need that Soul 11. Okay, so here's one that called in a little bit ago. And it's 956. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 956?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Texas.
From where?
Texas.
Tony from Texas, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just do it?
Yes. I have a question. I want to see what she sees for me as far as romance coming into my life. If she sees anybody new.
Okay, let's take a look at that energy of new romance coming into your life. I just see what's needing to happen before your romance is able to come to you. It looks like you're needing to, number one, discover that you have wings, and number two, spread those wings. And it looks like you're needing to take flight to a new phase in your life and leave behind some of this old stagnation from the cycle of your life that you're in the process of getting out of. And it just looks like once you arrive at this new vibration and frequency, it just looks like there is new love for you there. So it looks like what is important for you in the meantime is to just realize that you do have wings, spread your wings, almost like literally, metaphorically, energetically, and use those wings to raise your frequency and get you to this new phase or new cycle of your life. And you're closing out a major karmic cycle right now, so there's going to be a lot of debris to kind of pack up, send off, and handle. And so it just looks like this might be kind of a choppy transition, but ultimately you're going to find yourself in a much more pleasant space. That's what I see there.
Oh, okay, so you wouldn't be able to give me a time frame pretty much as far as that change?
It just kind of depends on how soon that this transition takes place. So it's just like how sometimes, you know, the springtime will start, but it's still cold out, or sometimes, you know, it'll get warm before springtime is even over. So it just looks like a lot depends on the climate. The climate is quickly changing, and it looks like what you can do to kind of speed up the process, or just know that, again, once your frequency is in a better space, you'll be attracting a higher quality relationship. So even if you're having to wait and have a couple months of isolation or perceived lack of love and relationship, by the time that you're energetically ready to have one, it's going to be a much better relationship than you've ever had before.
Okay, so then you don't have a time frame.
Okay.
No. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, we'll let you go. And did you she's already dropped. Okay. All right. So we're going to go back to the chat room, and we have more. It was for just a general message, and it's Soul 11. Yeah. He is a male, and he's actually in New Delhi at the moment, and he just wanting a general message. We have an Indian caller today, or I should say chat room today. That's cool.
Okay, looking at Soul 11, it just looks like what's happening is it looks like he's in this boxing match and he's needing to cut his teeth, so to speak. I just see this picture of him, the feature, with like these very defined muscles. And again, this is energetically, it's not quite literally. And where he's at right now is like he's a little bit more soft or more slender, not quite boxing material. So it just looks like he's getting some heavy hits or some like sucker punches that are coming from seemingly out of nowhere, and it's knocking him off center. And yeah, this is the energy. It's like there's people or energies in his space that are fighting dirty or they're not playing fair. And so as he's like in this arena, it looks like a new arena, and it's like he's, people are saying that he's vulnerable, and it's like he's getting pummeled out of nowhere, and he's getting these sucker punches that are, again, are like almost like cheating or not playing fair. And I see as he's responding to this kind of avalanche of unpleasant energy, he's quickly and rapidly going stronger and stronger and developing new skills, more tenacity, and more ability to defend himself. And I just see where he's going to end up at the end of this cycle or module of learning is like King of the Ring. He looks like King of the Ring or even like a strong gladiator that's almost undefeatable. So it just looks like, again, he's gaining strength, resilience, and toughness right now during this phase of his life. And even though he feels like he's perpetually getting pummeled throughout nowhere, he's actually gaining a great deal of strength and like ability to own his territory and to win.
Okay, well, there you go, Soul 11. Nice to see you. I think this is the first time for him. And so we welcome him to the show.
That, I was just getting one more thing for him, was that he's been given a lot of abundance in his life, but it's been snatched away from him so many times. And it's almost like he needs to get tougher before he's able to get this new level of abundance, because like he's been given so much abundance in his life, but it keeps getting snatched away from him because he hasn't been tough enough or aggressive enough to protect it or to handle it. It's just like, you know, someone who's very, very wealthy and they just keep getting robbed over and over until they don't really have that much, that many resources left. And so it's like he's creating this elaborate protection system in a spirit level so that when he comes into this newfound abundance in his life that he's going to be able to retain it and protect it. Because again, he has this karma where he'll always come into abundance, but oftentimes again, it's been taken away or snatched away. So for him, it's very necessary again to build up his defenses and get tougher so that way when he gets this new access to abundance, that when people naturally will come to try to snatch it away, he's going to be able to easily fight it off without feeling like he's even lifting a finger. And it just looks like once others understand how much tougher or better he is at defending himself, they'll stop trying to challenge him and take what he has, because he's going to know, they're going to know or see that he's very good at protecting himself, marking his territory, and marking his space. That's what I see there.
Okay, yeah, he's giving us some feedback. He goes, thank you so much, Sava and Alejandra. That makes sense. So good. I'm glad. We have 60 seconds. We're going to lose everything. The chat will not be able to hear us after that, but we're ready to close down the show. And we do want to thank the chat room for being with us today, as well as all those who have called in. And, of course, most of all, our wonderful Sava Wolf, who can be reached at goldvision2255@gmail.com. And give us your two Facebook sites again.
Okay, one is Sava Wolf Clairvoyant Reader. And then I think the other one is Gold Vision Psychic. And I've been so bad about keeping up with Facebook. And then I also have Hyper Imperium Healing Arts.
Okay. So if that was just too much to take down, go to her email, goldvision2255@gmail.com. And she'll be back with us. Sava is a regular, so she's here at least once a month or every 3 weeks or so. So she'll be back soon if you want to get a reading next time and or tell your friends and family. And we got everyone on here. Nobody who didn't already leave was left without getting a reading. So that was good. I love it when we can finish it up and everything. So anyway, thanks so much, Sava. I really appreciate you being back on the show and being such a support of the show. Really, really appreciate it. And we appreciate all of you. And next week, we rescheduled due to being off last week unforeseen. I rescheduled Jonathan Robinson, who is going to talk about all things joy, like the apps and the technologies and stuff to foster joy in your life. So I'm super interested, and he has a really great book called Joy. So it's going to be kind of a really neat show, I think. It's just an hour long, So remember, so to come in for the first hour, we're not going to be an hour and a half for that one. Okay, so that's all for now. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful week. And until next week, namaste.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter @Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.